Hi everybody, we're back again with Dr. Oki, and today he's going to speak about the basics of mechanical ventilation. Take it away.
Hello, hi, thank you for having me again. So sort of going along with what I talked about last time, which was BiPAP, I wanted to talk about basics of mechanical ventilation. So I wanted to start off with the different modes that we encounter in the ICU. One is called PRVC, one is called VCAC. Sometimes you will also see PCAC. Keep in mind that these are modes that we use on a very well sedated patient who need a lot of support for their whatever's going on in their lungs. Starting off with the modes, so I think the most common that we see is PRVC, which stands for pressure regulated volume control. So I wanted to talk about why we mechanically ventilate patients. The mechanical ventilator is supposed to ventilate the patient, as in keep the carbon dioxide level at a steady level and also oxygenate the patient. There are different parameters that you'll see on the ventilator that sort of comprise the two elements. For ventilation, you look at the tidal volume and the respiratory rate. For the oxygenation, you look at the PEEP, which is the positive end expiratory pressure, and also the FiO2. So just having those two compartmentalized, I think, helps in what the patient needs and what you should be looking at if the patient is having either retention of carbon dioxide versus decrease in oxygenation. So different ventilator modes will try and mitigate those ventilatory and oxygenation issues by regulating setting certain parameters. For PRVC, pressure regulated volume control, whatever word comes before control is what the ventilator is mainly controlling. So volume control, you are controlling ideally the volume. So you set a volume at whatever 450 cc's or 500 cc's depending on the patient, and that's what the ventilator is going to deliver. Now the pressure regulated portion means that there's a certain amount of pressure that the ventilator is okay with in delivering that volume. PRVC in reality is more of a pressure regulated system where the ventilator is controlling the amount of pressure that the machine itself generates, but it's supposed to deliver a certain amount of volume to assure that you're getting a certain amount of ventilation, and you can adjust that according to the patient's PCO2. Analogous to that is the VCAC, which stands for volume control, assist control. Don't worry about the assist control, that just means that the patient can trigger the ventilator, but it's still a volume control ventilation. So if you ever look at the numbers for that, again, there's the tidal volume, the respiratory rate. You're controlling the tidal volume, and that's what the machine is going to deliver no matter what the peak pressure is, because it's not pressure regulated, it's a VCAC mode. And then there's the PEEP and the FiO2. PCAC, which we'll sometimes use if we're worried about the peak pressure, which I'll talk in a little bit, regulates the amount of pressure that the ventilator generates. It doesn't care what the volume is, it doesn't care what the respiratory rate is, the tidal volume. It'll deliver a certain amount of pressure during the inhalation and expiratory cycles, and that's what the machine is set for. In terms of the ventilation, of course the volume is sort of delegated by the patient's height. That's why we use the ideal body weight. A taller person has bigger lungs, but a bigger person doesn't necessarily have bigger lungs. So we have to calculate the ideal body weight and go according to that to set the tidal volume. The respiratory rate, we sort of arbitrarily use a number based on their need. If it's a COPD patient, which we know need a lot more ventilation than, so let's say, someone in pulmonary edema, then we'll try and set the respiratory rate initially a little bit higher at 18 to 20. And then we can scale down from there. Keep in mind that if the patient is not paralyzed or is still breathing over the vent, it doesn't matter what you set the rate at. If they're breathing at, let's say, 25, and if you're setting the rate from 18 to 20, they are still going to be breathing at 25. So if you are trying to improve their ventilation, it doesn't mean that you should just go up on the respiratory rate. Again, if you go from 18 to 20 and the patient's breathing at 25, it doesn't really do much, and you should go up on the tidal volume. If they're having problems with oxygenation, and I think a lot of us encountered this during COVID, you can go up on the FiO2 to 100%, whatever the patient needs, but PEEP also helps. And the function of the PEEP is that it's positive end expiratory pressure, meaning that it's the amount of pressure that the ventilator is still exerting while the patient is still breathing out. That's important because it keeps the alveoli open, and that's the whole function of the PEEP. One thing I want people to just sort of pay attention to is also the peak pressure. On one of the ventilator parameters, it says P peak, and that's the peak pressure. That's the maximum amount of pressure that the ventilator is sensing in the patient's respiratory system. That can be really high in certain cases. Generally, we want it below 30, but that can be high due to different reasons. If someone has a really bad compliance of the lung in patients with ARDS, with pulmonary edema, or if there's significant air trapping from COPD, then the peak pressure can be very, very high. Or if there's a kink in the tube, there is also an elevation in peak pressure. The ventilator has a sort of a maneuver called the inspiratory hold. And what that does is it delivers a breath and then holds that breath and then measures the pressure. The difference between the peak pressure and the plateau pressure will sort of tell you where the problem is in where the problem is in increasing the total amount of peak pressure. If the difference between the plateau pressure and the peak pressure is greater than 10, it's usually something before the actual lungs in the main airway. Maybe there's a huge mucus plug. Maybe there's a kink in the tube. Maybe the suction, the inline suction, is still stuck in the endotracheal tube, and that might be causing elevations in peak pressure, or the patient's biting on a tube because they're not well sedated, etc. If the plateau pressure and the peak pressure difference is less than 10 or very, very close to each other, then that's more of a lung compliance issue, meaning that the patient might have pulmonary edema, big effusions that are compressing the lung, ARDS, or a significant amount of air trapping. So again, just to summarize, mechanical ventilation is for ventilation and oxygenation. Ventilation is delegated by tidal volume and respiratory rate, which can be higher in a not really well sedated patient. PEEP and FiO2 are for oxygenation. Always pay attention to the peak pressure, and if you can do an inspiratory maneuver, you can figure out where that message is coming, where that peak pressure is coming from. And in terms of the ventilator modes, PRVCs and VCAC are the most common ones that we use, which regulates the volume that is delivered. Sometimes we use PCAC, where we regulate the pressure that is being delivered by the ventilator. I hope this helps, and looking forward to more of these podcasts.
Great. Thank you.